Confessions of an Anxious Yoga Teacher. I wrote this January 27th, 2016. And clearly I'm the anxious one. So a lot of things make me anxious. And you're like, whoa, yoga teacher, no, you're supposed to be all chill. Well, no, absolutely not. Some of us have more anxiety than others. And I have to admit that I had to learn how to handle anxiety. And I think it's just the luck of the draw. Somehow genetics and circumstances shaped me to be a bit more on edge. If you don't know this about me, you probably never pegged me for the nervous type. I'm pretty sure I'm not alone. We anxious folks have a variety of veils that we perfected. I can only speak for myself. I do excel at the art of precision and overwork. I turn in my corporate taxes and my accounting sheet completed till December 31st on January 2nd. I would turn it in on the 1st, but everybody seems to take that day off. My accountant finds this charming and alarming all at the same time. I do carry a to-do journal with me at all times, which I highly recommend. It really makes you a very productive, very organized being. And I make sure to prioritize and set dates of necessary completion as well as dates of optimal completion by each task. I prefer to finish things at the optimal completion, not the necessary. That's a little stressful. Anyway, you may find this painful or funny, but it actually helps my anxiety to be organized. Somehow gaining control over things that I can influence helps. And not only does it reduce my anxiety, it actually makes me a really good business person and a reliable friend. Yeah. Of course, there are a lot of things that we don't have control over. And then here's where yoga helps me. It takes one to know one. I do believe that I am able to connect better and teach yoga better because I have studied the emotion of anxiety as it occasionally totally overtakes control over my life. Taking an hour to breathe, exercise in the same room with people somehow helps me get out of my thoughts that seem to go absolutely nowhere except to drive my stress hormones way up. So yoga is the antidote to my anxiety. Anxiety is the gift that made me a better teacher. Yeah, wow, that's true. Anxiety is the gift that made me a better teacher. So if I follow this logic, I may make myself a little nervous. That is, if I am no longer anxious, could I fall out of yoga practice? Nah. Here's an odd statement, if there is one ever an odd statement out there. Thankfully, anxiety tends to stay. We never quite get rid of it. That has an evolutionary reason. Anxiety has a place, can be a very helpful tool. I will not go into that right here. But we do learn to manage anxiety better. And I'm grateful that it stays. Because it does make me a better teacher. It does make me a better person, a more empathetic person. And the more I manage it, the more I become a better teacher. So I can truly say that indeed my imperfection is my gift. I wanted to share this with you because I know that the beginning of the year is stressful. If you're self-employed, the stress can be quadrupled. But no matter what your position, we do live in a world that we don't fully understand. We need to hire people to understand our responsibilities, such as taxes, insurance, loans, credit, and so on. I'm not sure why we had to complicate these things so much, but, well, it is what it is. All of this complication leaves us feeling out of control. Leaves us feeling uncertain because we can't possibly understand everything, and we have to accept that. I don't have knowledge in any of these fields that I mentioned, but teaching yoga taught me that letting people know that they are not alone with their struggle helps. It really, really helps when we don't feel alone. So there, you got an occasionally anxious yoga teacher who tries to do her absolute best to make sense of the world, but she's really happy that she does not have to do this alone. I hope coming to Spira makes you feel more relaxed, more supported, and less anxious about your imperfections. Thankfully, we all have imperfections. Your journey is to simply figure out how to turn this imperfection into a gift. Benjamin Franklin has the famous quote, "Never leave that till tomorrow, which you can do today." My version of this wisdom is, do not delay that which you can act on now. Let the things go that you cannot control. And do share your experiences of struggle so we don't have to feel alone in the universe. Nobody is perfect, but that's what makes us special. Love and light. See you in the studio. Dora.